Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Bessler, B-E-S-L-E-R. Address is 60 Central Street, Orland, California, 95963, phone 530-966-4619, ID XXXXXX5153, date of birth 5/23/1999. This is a 23-year-old single. Student. That is dependent. Student. Insurance is Tanya Bessler, B-E-L-S-E-R. It's Belzer, B-E-L-S-E-R, not Bessler, B-E-L-S-E-R. And that is Anthem Blue Cross. Her pharmacy is Walgreens-Orland, 530-865-9859. Is addressed to 1st, FURST, MD, family practice, that's below that, Mission Ranch Primary Care, below that 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926, below that 530-894-0500, below that fax 530-345-2532. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with complex symptoms of paresthesias, vacillating motor weakness, recurrent cephalgia, intermixed with migraine, history of some visual blurring, subparagraph, current concerns of possible multiple sclerosis-like symptoms, subparagraph, no similar family history of migraine or disease. Dear Dr. First, thank you for referring Jordan Belzer, new paragraph. This pleasant 23-year-old woman is quite concerned about having symptoms of paresthesias in the hands and fingers, vacillating motor weakness in the upper and lower extremities from time to time, and more recently increased cephalgia with chronic daily headaches and breakthrough migraine that is incapacitating, requiring retreat to dark circumstances, placing a heavy blanket over her head. New paragraph, in the past she has taken some over-the-counter analgesic medications, but they have been ineffective. Subparagraph, by her report, she has never been treated with any migraine-specific medication. New paragraph, she gives a clinical history of coming from a family that tends to avoid medical evaluation and common medical care. New paragraph. She describes no family history of migraine or multiple sclerosis. New paragraph. She's been treated with physical therapy at Orland PT for vertigo and joint issues. She's been seeing Dr. Taylor Konkin for joint issues. She gives a past medical history of asthma, breast lump, and migraine. New paragraph. She describes possible adverse reactions, sensitive to adhesive tape, and maybe prednisone. New paragraph. Review of systems. General, she reports a history of chills, dizziness, fainting, forgetfulness, headaches, dysomnia with loss of sleep, nervousness, numbness, and diaphoresis. New paragraph. EENT. Blurred vision, difficulty swallowing, transient dizzy episodes. Diplopia, headaches, reduced hearing, tinnitus, sinus disease, rhinitis, unconsciousness, you'll underline that, and she wears eyeglasses. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Pulmonary. She has a history of asthma and wheezing and reports lung trouble. New paragraph, cardiovascular. She gives a history of chest pain, dyspnea, that is difficulty walking two blocks, a history of heart murmur, dyspnea on exertion with orthopnea, swelling of the hands, feet, and ankles, history of hypotension, reduced circulation, rapid heart rate. New paragraph, gastrointestinal. She reports a history of bloating, constipation, food sticking in her throat, diarrhea, flatulence, heartburn, indigestion, nausea, stomach pain, and a history of vomiting. New paragraph. Genitourinary, she reports frequent urination and nocturia. Hematological, she gives a history of slow healing after cuts, abnormal bruising and bleeding, no history of excessive bleeding following surgery or dental extraction, locomotor musculoskeletal. She reports difficulty walking, weakness in her muscles and joints. New paragraph. Female-gynecological, she reports a history of breast lump, current height 5 feet 3 inches, weigh 130 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 12, last menstrual period, finished August 19th. She did not give a history of irregularity. Periods are every 35 days. no history of cystitis or kidney disease in the last year. She does report menstrual tension symptoms. She denies current breast lumps discharge. She's not completed mammography. She's never had DC hysterectomy or cesarean section. She is not pregnant or breastfeeding. She has not had any children. Sexual function. She is sexually active, experiencing a satisfactory sexual life. She uses condom for contraceptive support. She is not trying for pregnancy. She does not experience discomfort with intercourse. She denied exposures or transmissible infectious disease. New paragraph, skin, no symptoms reported. Mental health. She denies cheerfulness or symptoms of depression. She reports difficulty with her appetite, trouble with sleeping, sometimes panic symptoms, no history of suicidal ideation or gestures. She has seen a counselor in the past. She reports that stress is a problem for her. New paragraph, neuropsychiatric. She denied psychiatric referral or care, a history of convulsions. Or paralysis. She does have a history of fainting. Personal safety. She does not live alone. She describes frequent falls. She has difficulty with vision and hearing. She has not completed an advance directive. She did not request additional information to do so. She denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on May 23rd, 1999. She's 23 years old and right-handed. New paragraph. She reports that her father does not see a doctor. Her mother does not see a doctor. Her grandma, age 77, has had some sort of head problem. Her grandpa, age 81, had heart failure. New paragraph. She reports a family history of cancer in her grandmother, diabetes in her grandfather. And heart disease in her grandfather. She did not indicate a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph. education. She completed high school in 2077. New paragraph, social history and health habits. She is single. She never takes alcohol. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She's not living with a significant other. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns. None reported. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. She denied a history of fractures. She has had concussion with loss of consciousness before. She denies a history of serious illnesses. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. She has not had a blood transfusion. Wisdom teeth were extracted previously. In June 2022, she was treated for a ganglion cyst. New paragraph, there's never been any prolonged hospitalizations for medical care. New paragraph. Systematic review of systems, general. She reports blurred vision, dizziness, diplopia, fatigue, irritable insomnia, reduced concentration, lightheadedness, loss of appetite, disequilibrium, reduced memory, nausea, vomiting, numbness, tinnitus, stuttering and tingling. New paragraph. Head, she denied a history of neuralgia. She reports intermittent headaches on the front and top of her head, relieved by application of pressure and caffeine. She's never tried ice. Fainting spells and blackouts. She reports maybe one episode a month. Sometimes precipitated by a rising too fast. Standing for prolonged periods. Sudden changes in temperature. She experiences lightheadedness. Loss of hearing and vision. Shortness of breath. Following headaches, she feels light. Following her episode, she feels lightheaded. Ear ringing, headache and confusion. This improves if she sits for a period of time. She denied episodes of tongue biting, loss of bladder control, shaking, or rigidity. There's no similar family history. New paragraph, neck. She denied neuralgia but report loss of grip strength in both hands. Myospasm. Numbness of her hand, feet, and legs. Constant pain. Burning up, pulsing, sharp and aching, aggravated by anything, relieved by nothing, not associated with stiffness, but sometimes with stiffness or swelling, but with paresthesias in the hand and feet. Upper back and arms, she denied neuralgia or numbness, reports constant pain, burning, aching, and sharp in nature, aggravated by activity, relieved temporarily by stretching, associated with myospasm in the neck. With symptoms of irregular stiffness in her neck and back and wrists, swelling in her hands and feet, tingling in her hands and feet and legs, mid-back, she reported some neuralgia. She denied numbness. She denied paresthesias but reported weakness in her legs, shoulders. She denied neuralgia. She reported intermittent pain. Sometimes it's worse when she lays down. She avoids lying supine. But her pain in the shoulders is worse when she lays on them. Tingling is relieved by not laying on her shoulders. Weakness is present, apparently exacerbated by heavy lifting. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she indicated weakness. Ankles, she reports pain intermittently, typically from long standing or working to POP. Her symptoms stop when she sits or pops them. At its worst pain, it may be 8 over 10 on a 1 to 10 scale. Without radiation, no paresthesias, no other weakness. New paragraph, feet. She described numbness in her feet, paresthesias, and weakness with intermittent pain. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Jordan is a pleasant-appearing, right-handed, young adult woman who is alert-oriented, insightful, with intelligence and a sense of humor. Her immediate, recent, remote memories are all preserved. Subparagraph, at times she has some difficulty in description of the nature of her symptoms. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 to appearance and examination are normal. New paragraph, motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone strength in the upper and lower extremities. Sensory examination was deferred, or deep tendon reflexes were deferred. Ambulatory examination is fluid, non-ataxic today with negative Romberg. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Jordan presents with a clinical history of chronic daily cephalgia with a history of nutritional insufficiency. New paragraph. She has additional clinical symptoms suggesting risk factors for neurological disease, possibly demyelinating disease, with her history of vacillating paresthetic symptoms, pain, and weakness. New paragraph recommendations. In consideration of this history and presentation, I am giving her a prescription for a women's general vitamin to take with her current supplements, being that she identified to have severe vitamin D deficiency in the past, a marker for possible malnutrition. New paragraph. For treatment of her headaches, she will be given samples of Ubrelvy that she may take when she has a headache or migraine, and if successful, In treatment, we've asked her to call us so she can return to the clinic and begin injections of Emgality for migraine prophylaxis. New paragraph. I have given her a prescription for a women's general vitamin and additional riboflavin, 400 milligrams to take with her supplements for headache prophylaxis and suppression. Subparagraph, we would need to see if nutritional supplementation tends to abort a number of her symptoms. New paragraph, we are referring her to open systems imaging for contrast-enhanced brain and cervical spine imaging for initial evaluation to exclude multiple sclerosis. New paragraph, I will see her back for reevaluation follow-up with her testing and these findings, considering further evaluation to exclude medical disorders contributing to her headaches and clinical symptoms, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.